In the late summer of 1830, a 23-year-old farmer left his home in northern Ohio bound for upstate New York, where he had been born. He had sold his farm and was determined to make a new living as an evangelical preacher. His name was Parley Pratt, and he had always been interested in religion. One August night, he slept at the home of an old Baptist who gave him a copy of the Book of Mormon, a puzzling new scripture that had been published earlier that very year in the nearby village of Palmyra. Pratt devoured the 600 pages of the book in 2 days, finding in it, as he said later, the fullness of the gospel of a crucified and risen Redeemer. The next day, he walked 10 miles to Palmyra in search of the man who had produced the book, a farmer's son named Joseph Smith, only 2 years older than Parley himself. He did not find Joseph, who was in Pennsylvania with his wife's family. Instead, he found a new church of a few dozen members called the Church of Christ, flourishing under the guidance of Joseph's brother, Hiram, and his friend Oliver Cowdery, a schoolteacher who had served as scribe during the translation of the Book of Mormon. They told Pratt that their faith was based on far more than the book alone. God had chosen this time and this place, upstate New York in the wake of the American Revolution, to restore to earth the true Church of Jesus Christ, whose priestly authority had been lost to humanity for more than a millennium. Parley Pratt believed every word, and Cowdery baptized him and ordained him an elder. Only a few days after Pratt himself read the Book of Mormon, and without meeting Joseph Smith, Pratt left Palmyra as a missionary for the new religion with a bag full of copies of the new work of Scripture. Before his death, in May of 1857, Parley Pratt would travel to Canada, England, the Pacific Islands, and Chile, convert thousands, write books, tracts, and hymns in celebration of the new faith, claim by ordination the mantle of an apostle of Jesus Christ, suffer arrest and escape from prison in Missouri, abandon the United States to join the Mormon Zion in the Salt Lake Valley, and marry 11 more wives, the last of whom had an angry ex-husband who stabbed Pratt to death on a farm in Arkansas. Despite his dreams of the pulpit, this was hardly the life that Pratt had imagined for himself when he sold his farm in Ohio. 8 years after Pratt's conversion, Joseph Smith changed the name of his church to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Only months after its organization, journalists, bemused Protestant ministers, and other curious or hostile people labeled the new church Mormonites. As one minister wrote, the term applied to those affected with the Mormon delusion. Soon the epithet shortened to Mormon, and the saints themselves adopted it, gladly embracing the nation's scorn. For many years, at least until the 1890s, when they abandoned the practice of plural marriage and embraced statehood for Utah, to which they had fled after Joseph Smith was killed in 1844, their acceptance of the name Mormon signified their proud separatism, their confidence that their society would ultimately surpass what the United States might have to offer. There are a number of different churches derived from Joseph Smith's religious experiments. Most claim the title Mormon, signifying their inheritance from Joseph Smith, the religious practices he developed, the doctrine he taught, and, more generally, the deep cultural and religious impulses he felt, a profound optimism about human potential, an urge to close the gap between the human and the divine, a preoccupation with familial relationships. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah, is by far the largest of these churches, and it is the one I mean in this book when I use the terms Mormon or the Church. Recently, in an effort to bolster its Christian credentials, the leadership of the church has urged the media to use its full name on first reference and to refer to its members as saints or Latter-day Saints, a sign either of the church's desire for greater inclusion in the mainstream culture or of its reach for identification beyond its American nickname and origins to the sacred history of Christianity more generally. By the time of Joseph Smith's death in 1844, he had about 15,000 followers. Today, there are some 14 million Mormons on the globe. Roughly 6 million of those are in the United States, many in Utah, but more outside the state than in it.